Right, ready for the intro then? Yep.
Ta.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Fucking window.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 527 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is May 19th, 2019. And I am one of the hosts today, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag, Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And with me today, a fine-looking bunch of people. First of all, spinning the decks, doing all of the back-end work to make me sound just that much better, is Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. You don't need any extra help making you sound cool, Greg.
I'm just wanting to know what you're doing with back end, but whatever. All right.
Yeah, Mark, thank you for that. Great to have you on the show. Also on the show today, in a tunnel, apparently, in a vacuum, if you will, Mr. Phil Olson. Phil.
Meow.
I'm in the deepest, darkest dungeon. Yes, very empty room, very echoey. Good evening, all.
Yes.
So Good evening.
This is the last time we will see your torches thrown budget thing.
It is. I've all the handcuffs and whips and everything being packed away in boxes. And next time you see me, I will be in my new
dungeon
domain
with latex and everything. What?
I'm taking this dungeon mastering a bit too far.
It is dungeon master, Phil, not... never mind. All right, moving on. So on the show today, fresh off the new haircut, Kim Woods.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to not-so-sunny Missouri, I guess. Because it isn't.
Yeah. When you do, okay, let's just get this out of the way. You say you live in a small town. You are not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
All right.
You know.
Do we want to delve into this? I do. Okay. You're actually associated with the actual town proper, like where your mail comes into it. You're associated with. Is it still the case? 40 people.
40 people. Yep.
It was my old man on our street.
And it's even small enough where they took the post office out of it, and actually we get our mail from another town, but my address is still the same.
So you have to go to this little, I'm going to call it a strip. It's probably what it is. It's just like one little street that's paved, and I'm painting the worst possible picture I can, but I think that's the scary part.
Yeah. I mean, you could drive through town in like a minute, and if you blinked, you wouldn't even know you went through it.
Are there stoplights in your town?
No, there isn't. Actually, believe it or not, back in the 70s,
there's a sign saying, keep going, there's nothing here.
But the dad said they took it down because there wasn't enough traffic. So, yeah.
I think they were thinking at that time, hey, we might grow.
Exactly.
Do you have a town sheriff? Because that would be a cracking job, wouldn't it?
Actually, we do. We do have a town
sheriff.
That's
the best job ever. He'll just sit on his ass all day, won't he?
Well, he might as well be part-time for no more than what he does, but that's besides the point. The other town that is actually the main town, there's 1,800 people, almost 1,900. So, small town. I wasn't kidding. And with that town, if you, blink in like 2 minutes, you're through that town and you wouldn't even know it.
But that town's claim to fame is they do have multiple stoplights.
No, they don't have any stoplights either.
Okay, well, there we go. No,
they had the one in the 70s, and apparently they decided they didn't need it anymore, so they took it down. But we do have an airport, believe it or not.
For crop dusting.
Pretty much.
International airport.
Weirdly, I believe that. No, it's a drug smuggling airport, probably, but still.
For the meth, you know.
For the meth.
This is Colombia.
All right.
Yeah. So, yes, that's my story. That's my small town, and that's why I'm a hermit, because there is nothing to do. So, you know, other than, you know, shoot raccoons, but that's beside the point.
Shoot raccoons and play Xbox.
That's it. That's what I do. And drink. And drink, yep, that's it. That so, you know.
For me.
I was going to say, if that works for anybody, hey, yep. You know, look me up.
I miss if I play this now. Just the two of us. All right, enough. Let us move forward.
Yes.
If you are joining us right now, you have been listening to the start of a video game podcast. We broadcast every week, 9 a.m. in
Australia.
In the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time, because we cannot forget our small little town. There's only one.
We're on the small town. You just play that music. If Kim's out-of-town cousin comes to town, she has to play this.
Anyway, so yeah, we're on Mixer.com. We are on YouTube.com. Come join the fun. Sit in on what we affectionately call the chat, but that is our chat. Take part in the show. Have some fun. Enjoy a few hours of hopeful entertainment, talking about video games and other things, life, obviously.
Town populations.
Don't ask me about Ireland. It is a very, very convoluted conversation that involves Mexico. All right, we are going to move past this. I don't think we have any birthdays, and I certainly didn't really look for any new Twitch followers or Podbean followers. So
no, we haven't got any.
Further ado, we have a couple, like two, I think. Maybe not.
Well, there's no email saying we've got any new ones.
Nobody listens to us, Mark. Nobody.
That's
is
true.
Is it story time?
It is story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for story time. It's NPD Podcast, where we are going to discuss gophers. Gophers are furry little rodents that destroy your garden. And we hate them. Hate gophers. All right. So in all seriousness, gopher update 2.0. It's not died. I've not been able to.
It's not died?
No. They did not eat the bait. I thought they did. I thought I was able to kill him off. But just today, like an hour before this podcast, I was out patrolling the backyard, just looking around, trying to see if there's any signs. Saw some signs that I thought, well, that could be a tunnel. Because basically, if you press down on you know, the ground and you feel it kind of sink underneath your feet, you kind of know there's probably a tunnel underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my favorite things to do is just press down on the stupid tunnels in the hope that I squish the little shit.
I've got a solution for you, Greg. Contact Chris Matthew and ask him for a couple of grenades. Just roll a grenade down there.
Bad for the environment, for the record.
Yeah,
but,
I'll kill the fucking gopher, though.
I know.
Am I the only one picturing Bill Murray and Caddyshack right about now? That's tank top right now, I'm telling you.
It really is.
I've got a gopher on screen and they dig fast, don't they?
Yeah.
Little bastards.
Yeah. So that guy is going to die. my plan. So just now I discovered like a clear hole. So. Well, this is the thing. So oftentimes gophers kind of they surface a little bit, but they're just breaking the surface. They're not necessarily pulling, you know, breaking through and creating a hole to come in and out of.
Mm-hmm. So
I now have a distinct hole that's covered. I have gas bombs, poison gas bombs. I'm going to fucking lob those things into this hole, cover it up, and I'm going to smoke those fuckers out. I just have to wait for the water level to drop because apparently the rain has been so bad that it filled part of the hole up a little bit with water. So I need to make sure the water goes down so the smoke can permeate into whatever their little lair is, wherever they hide. This is the new...
Greg, don't move. There's something moving on the shelf behind you. It's coming to get you.
It's quite maddening. And just thing on the screen, I want to shoot it. Yeah. And then I was actually told by the guy that built out our pond that his dad was trying to kill a gopher with a shotgun, blew apart their sprinkler system in the process of shooting at the gopher. So guns not necessarily recommended for trying to kill gophers. But I have watched numerous videos of people pouring using the water jugs. I don't know if you've seen that online. That's kind of a crazy, crazy video. Look it up on YouTube. Water jug, you know, catching gopher with a water jug. They basically take a full jug of water, they put it into the hole, and they let it drain out into the hole. And because the massive amount of water is coming down, the gophers try to escape, and it runs right up into the jug of water, and he caps it. And he's got a jug with a freaking gopher inside of it. I'm not willing to try that. I would rather smoke them and poison them in there and bury them alive. That is my plan.
Maybe funny, get a picture of Tank Top holding the fucking water jug with a gopher in it. Yep.
Yeah, that may be next.
Could do humane ways of getting rid of them, but hey.
There will be no humane way of getting to these gophers. They deserve to die the agonizing death. And the best part is I have the support of my wife. I thought she was going to be like, oh. No, she was like, those fuckers are killing my father. Right, it's all out war.
There you go.
So war has, and I'm sorry, Mark, I will not pound on the desk. I know the mic picks everything. Mark's got the water jug right there on the screen.
He's moved it though. He's moved the jug so it doesn't go in the jug. Oh, well.
He should pop into it any second. Oh, okay. Well, that was a failed attempt.
This is an entertaining podcast, isn't it? We're all watching a video.
How to kill a gopher. Anyway, so that's been the big thing. Other than that, my wife has been away on a work conference, so it's been a guy's weekend for me. So my little guy and I have hung out.
He got it.
Yep, he got it. The problem is he got it, but he's not using a good container.
Holy shit.
Oh, they're little cute things.
Yeah. Fucking kill that thing.
That looks like a chipmunk.
Yeah, it did.
That's a chipmunk. That's not a gopher.
Yeah, that's a chipmunk. Still eating the fucking lawn up, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'd keep the chipmunk. The gophers could go, but I, you know.
All right. Anyway.
Simon or Theodore.
Kill them all! Yeah, so that's me, Kim. What's going on your side of the?
If anybody's got plans for an arc, I might need them because here we are. It's raining yet again today. We had three good days last week, 70, 80 degree weather, which was freaking nice, and now we're back to raining. So yeah, and it's not just a little bit of rain; it's downpours. So my poor yard. People are probably driving by thinking we've moved or died or something because it's so tall, but. You can't mow it because, I told Dad, you mow it, then it rains the next day, and it shoots right back up. So then you got to wait for it to dry out again, and you can't get it. So
I cut my grass recently, and I said I'll keep on top of it. I mean, all my days off now, it's been raining. So it's like a frigging jungle again. I'm hoping it's going
to be. Oh, yeah, it's nuts.
I went out and did ours yesterday, the first cut in a couple of months, and it was a foot tall. I don't know how the lawnmower kept up. It kept grinding.
That's what mine's getting. It's going to be, it's going to be up to my knee. It keeps going. And there's not anything. Dad keeps saying, oh, we'll get some goats or something and throw them out there. I'm like, we're not getting goats, Dad. It's not happening. One more thing for me to take care of, freaking goats, you know.
I imagine you have a pretty large yard, though. You need a long tractor.
I presume you have a sit-on mower.
Yes. But I have a four-wheeler, too, and we were talking about getting one of those ones you pull behind the four-wheeler, and we may end up doing that, which I have to see. Yeah. So
compared to my garden, which is probably about 60 square feet, if that.
Well, the nice thing is the old house is still up. So actually, most of my yard got ate up by the new house, but, well, there's still quite a bit out there to mow, so who knows?
So your old house is still up then? What do you use it for? Is it just abandoned?
Right now it's just Right now it's just storage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've still got some stuff over there that, you know, because it's amazing how much crap when you've lived in a place for 20 years, how much crap you accumulate. And then, you know, you go to move it and you're like, well, what are we going to do with all this? And you really don't know because you don't want to move it with you, but you don't know what else to do with it just yet. So we're still trying to figure some of that out. Yeah. But
I've just Googled Earth Kim's house. The Kim's Road at Lisa address.
Oh, God.
It is the middle of nowhere.
I told you.
It looks very nice, but it's the middle of nowhere.
It is. It's the middle of nowhere. So I don't call it the boonies for nothing. So.
Kim, I see you finally saw Aquaman.
I did, yeah. In a related note, yes, I finally watched Aquaman yesterday. So, because I already bragged about it, and Amazon had it for a cheap rental for like $2. And I thought, all right, we'll give it a go. And it was very good. I mean, you know, Jason Momoa, not, you know, I know the dude's hot and all that. We get it. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it was really good. I was surprised. I mean, after the abortion that was Batman versus Superman or whatever the hell that was, and some of that other stuff, this was actually pretty good. So
yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought the near the back end, the sort of like the underwater fight sequences, I thought that got a bit too much on screen. But apart from that, I thought it was really good.
There was definitely some nitpicky parts in it, kind of like I was saying yesterday in chat. But I mean, that's with any superhero movie. So. Yeah.
But my favorite DC one at the moment is still Wonder Woman. I love Wonder Woman movie.
I haven't seen that one yet, so I have to watch that one.
Mind you, I'm a bit partial to Gal Gadot. but yeah, I think Jason Momoa is perfect for this role.
Yeah, he did a really good job. Yeah. So
he made Aquaman cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honestly, up until this movie, up until they introduced Aquaman's character, maybe I should put it that way better. But up until that, Aquaman was one of the dumbest, most laughed at superheroes in superheroes.
Yep.
The only pair of quote unquote superheroes that were worse than Aquaman were the fucking Wonder Twins and that stupid monkey.
Yep. Yep.
If you
Wonder Twin powers activate.
You need to look at the Justice League cartoon series from back in the 1980s.
Oh dear God, yeah.
Yeah, the Wonder Twins, and it was literally one had the power of water, basically could make himself any type of water, and the other one could make herself any kind of animal. Mm-hmm. What I thought was fairly useful, Waterboy would fucking turn himself into like a bucket of water. And I was
I'm thirsty. Yep. Oh, I can solve that.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are you drinking? No, you don't want to know. You know.
And real quickly, because we're going to move on to Mark, but you're promoting something, but we're also going to make it very clear. There will be zero Game of Thrones talk on this podcast. There will be no spoilers other than the fact that we've all been watching Game of Thrones and enjoying and putting our opinions out there in a WhatsApp group outside of public purview.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So what's happening is Pete Chin from the Entertainers and he's been on this podcast a couple of times as a guest. He's organising a spoiler cast. So he's wanting people to send him their thoughts on what they thought of this season after tonight, stroke tomorrow for the UK's final episode. So you can contact Pete Chin on Twitter, at TheLegitChinny. Obviously send a DM to avoid spoilers because not everyone's going to see it straight away. Or you can catch him on Facebook. Just look up Peter Chin. He's on our Facebook group, so that's one way to find him. And just send him a Facebook Messenger thing on there of what your thoughts are. We'll read him out on the show. We're going to record probably in a week's time or so. I'm helping do the stream and that for him. So I'm going to be on possibly some of our fellow hosts on the show might be on. I don't know yet. Pete's still in the early organisation throes of it. But yeah. Contact Pete Chin with your thoughts of what you thought of Season 8, whether it be good or bad. If you want to rage like what the internet are raging like and calling for a do-over, like that's never going to happen.
No, I just think it needs more Gary. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there's a petition. There's a petition for the season 8 to be completely redone. Jesus Christ, some people.
Half a million votes so far.
Yeah.
Of all the people, Kendry, really? He's the one that's getting your fire.
Well, I mean, who else would there be? I mean, everybody brags about Jon Snow, so I'm kind of over that. So it's like, and you know.
Hey,
spoilers. Shit. We had enough of Robin the last 2 weeks doing spoilers early on in the show. At least we give a spoiler warning for them. Come on, Kim.
All right. on a different note, I want to shout out real fast to the chat. I see we've got Scott Stubby in there, and we have
Rob BTS.
No, Snoogans.
Yeah. Oh, Snoogans in there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's Rob BTS, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like.
He's come to gloat.
So if you remember, Seinfeld. And he had his counterpart. I want to call him Norman, but it was Newman. Anybody? Newman. That's Snoogans. Every time I see his name, Snoogans. And it's set with a little bit of vile, a little bit of anger, and yeah. Snoogans kicking some ass in trials. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Phil.
Hello.
Phil, you have been doing some really fun stuff like packing.
Ooh. Yeah. House move coming up beginning of June, so only a couple of weeks away. So just packing everything up, you know, life belongings from the last and crap stored for the last 12 years or so. So that's been really good fun. So I haven't been on for a while, just packing all my computer stuff away and everything else, keeping busy with some OCD&D stuff with yourselves. And it was the televisual, what's the word? I'm not asking you, Mark. Garbage? No, it was the campness of Eurovision last night, which is a bit of a tradition in our house.
Gotta argue, though, it's kind of hot garbage.
No, it's just garbage.
No. It's for those that don't know, for you guys over the pond, it's a contest that's been going on since the 50s, where European countries compete to have a song for Europe. So it's supposed to be based on the songs rather than the actual performances. But what it comes down to is political voting and controversy and campness and just a good evening of shouting at the TV and lots of racist comments coming up about various Russian countries or ex-Russian countries voting for each other and so on. It's all good fun.
I haven't seen it for years. I must have been a kid last time I watched it. And when they were collecting all the points and that, they were all like smiling, dressed and right professional. The pictures you were posting, it looks like you have to be the most campest, transgendered, bisexual fucking person on the planet to do these bloody point things.
They're just normal Europeans, man.
That one looked like Milli Vanilli, I swear to God.
There were a number of very disturbing images that Phil was sending over.
You didn't do a mail
off. It was Robin. It was all Robin.
Was it all Robin that was sending those pictures? Yes. All I know is I kept voting or saying vote for the one with the cleavage because there was something I could count on there. Outside of that, I walked away from that chat feeling rather disturbed.
Right.
Yeah. Robin there were the and I are big fans. Star.
Yeah.
I could see why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's mainly been it for me.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, that is a perfect time for us to segue into some game time.
Woohoo.
Oh crap, that's me.
Maybe.
Hello. Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. So before we dive into what we have been playing, Kim, I know we have our list of monthly freebies. And I think there's just a couple updates, and it's really on the Xbox side of stuff that's now available. So maybe we just talk about those two games real quickly or the ones that may be leaving, and then we move on. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan. All righty. As of right now, you can still get Marooners because it's still available till the end of the month. And you can also get the Golf Club 2 featuring the PGA Tour. It's good till June 15th. And Comic Jumper is now out. So, get them while the getting's good.
And so is Earth Defense Force. Insect Armageddon is now out of there, which is good because it's shite.
Is it really?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you not listen to last week's show? I played it for about three minutes and deleted it.
Morning my cat, remember?
Sorry. No, I knew you weren't on, but I thought you might have listened to the show. Well,
no. I'm mourning my cat. No.
Well, mourning.
Yeah. I was mourning that game because it was.
I did hear though somebody had said it was good, but apparently they don't know what they're talking about. Apparently,
a lot of people like Earth Defense Force games. Let's just get that out of the.
I liked the old one on the 360. I've got a lot of nostalgia for that, but this one, I just it might be good, but I probably didn't give it enough time. But
I think this is a nostalgia moment where your nostalgia for the game. It had you believing it was going to hold up nicely. And the reality is, no.
Yeah.
The older versions of those Earth Defense Force games are not very good versions of the game. But the newer ones have been reportedly pretty good, stupid fun. Mm. But that's the key. It's stupid fun. Don't expect a great engrossing story. And certainly expect a lot of bad Japanese voice acting. Yeah. All right, let's dive into what we have been playing.
Sure.
Phil, why don't we start with you? I want to get this out of the way as fast as possible.
Well, I've been playing Surviving Mars, the Green Planet update. I didn't think it was that bad, Greg.
No, that
is. It's free to play as well on Xbox Live at the moment.
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to lead with something completely different. Well done. you played well. You played it well.
So, yes.
Is it like a city building, colony building game? Is that what it is?
Basically, yes. So it's by Paradox Studios, the same guys who did City Skylines. And it's colonizing Mars with various bases. So it's the usual asset management and resources management. You get to you land on Mars, you choose your sites, you explore various areas for different resources with drones, and then once you're comfortable and you've set up your oxygen and water extraction, you can then create domes and have people land. So you have to manage the social media to actually get people to want to apply to be on Mars, and your various filters to get the right people for the right buildings. It's quite complex, actually, but they've just released a new DLC called Green Planet, where you actually get to terraform Mars. So it's all part of the season pass, which luckily I picked up dirt cheap. I think I picked up the whole thing for about £10. The DLC itself, the new DLC, is £20, but it comes as part of the season pass. So it's very good. It's very in-depth and complex. It's one of those games that is a real time sink. It's probably a bit slower on the impact and effects than City Skylines. In City Skylines, you had to manage traffic and everything else. This one, you can be quite happily just with a couple of domes. You get a bit overconfident. You add more people, and all of a sudden, they're dying and suffocating or freezing to death. Because you haven't got enough heating or enough oxygen or food, for example.
Now, is there
sounds fun.
Or is it just straight up just build your colony and make it survive?
There's multiple campaigns. So I think there's about 20 different stories, varying from competing with other colonies all the way through to as you research and find resources, you find alien artifacts. I haven't seen any aliens yet, but apparently there are some. And you choose your difficulty level. So you have various challenges to complete, whether it's getting your colony up to X thousands number of people, or sending enough resources back to Earth, and there'll be a nuclear war on Earth, so you're cut off from Earth and you haven't got any help and you can't call for more resupplies. So it's really good, actually. Really enjoying it. I've put quite a few hours into it.
All right, excellent. And I appreciate you telling me about the DLC, because I honestly, when I was looking at the screen and the video imagery, I'm like, okay, I know for a fact there's no grass or water on Mars. I don't understand why I'm seeing this on screen.
Yeah, this is all the new stuff. This has come out in the last week or so. It's the terraforming part. Obviously, the people you're watching here are quite advanced. In fact, a lot more advanced than any of my bases, which is probably why my colonists keep dying. And I keep having to try to start again. I find it quite difficult to get a successful colony, so I haven't managed it yet. I keep restarting and trying new things, but it's good fun. Do enjoy it quite a lot.
And the base game is on Game Pass as well now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so if those with Game Pass, you can try it for free.
There you go. All right. Well, I don't think there's any need to talk about anything else you played, so...
No, Greg, no.
Very, very briefly, because I know it's a bone of contention.
I'd like give you guys a hard time, I think, because one, it riles you up, and two, you're able to rile me up by talking about the number one best-selling game of all time, basically.
Yeah. And it's 10th anniversary. It's just alright. So I play it, I suppose, for different reasons than a lot of the other guys do. So we've got the OC podcast realm, and I'm more about exploring than building. So at the moment, I've got an outpost out in the middle of a swamp that I've set up, and I'm just trying to find new things. So I'm not necessarily building a lot of buildings. Just go out and explore. Really enjoy it. I think I've probably spent not too much time on it, but that's one of the reasons why I picked up Surviving Mars again, because for the last few weeks, I haven't played anything but, especially as you can go seamlessly from the Xbox to the iPad and back again. It's just crazy amount. So... yeah, it's great fun. We're all having a good time. But, I thought I'd try something different for a bit.
Yeah, Phil, I think I've got a quest for you in this game, and that is to go and wreak havoc on all of the other people's houses.
Yeah. You would get banned from the realm instantly, Greg.
Just be a nomad.
You see, I own the realm.
There you go.
Therefore, I could just wipe the whole lot.
You should go to every door and leave poop.
Yeah, with a
Phil Thanos, Olsen.
All right. Let's see, Kim.
Yeah.
Move over to you here.
Yeah. Well, you know, same old, same old. I'm playing my weekly trials to try to get better, and Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm trying to think the last mission I did. Oh, I burnt the guy's tobacco fields.
Oh yeah.
That was the last one I did, and I accidentally set myself on fire, which for a minute there I thought I was screwed, but I finally got myself put out. I couldn't figure out how to light the bottle on fire and then throw it. I could light it, and then I'm sitting there like a moron trying to figure out how to throw the damn thing, and then when I threw it, I hit a beam, and it come back at me and exploded, and yep, poor Arthur was barbecue for a wee little bit. So, still plugging away with that, and playing a little bit of the online. It's gotten...
Well, it launched officially.
Yes, it did launch officially, and they've been giving out gold bars and more money and that sort of thing. And it's better because now they have a mode where, you know, if you don't want to deal with the assets that come by and, you know, shoot you every time you turn around, they have a mode for that now. It's called defensive mode. Okay. So, you know, if you just want to go and do the daily missions, which are usually go to pick so many herbs, go and skin so many whatevers and, you know, yada, 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 you can do that without being worried about some guy's just going to come along and blow your brains out and, you know, mess up your whole day. So.
Yeah. My biggest complaint with the online was when you were in those firefights, you respawn so quickly that it made being able to get in a fight and disengage really difficult.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we would get in a firefight and we'd kill the guy and then we'd like move, you know, I don't know, 100 yards or so down the road, you know, as we're leaving and he'd already be
come back at us. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, we literally, I think Mark and I had a firefight with this guy where we chased one another across like half the map practically because we'd shoot and kill. And then, you know, we'd either respawn or he'd respawn. And then we're tracking the other person down. And yeah. So, yeah. I found that was going to be problematic. I'm glad to hear that they've found at least some kind of solution to that.
Yeah, they've fixed it. Like I said, they have two different modes. One's defensive, and that's for more of that. And then there's the offensive, or if you don't mind dealing with the guys and you don't, you know, you want to go blow their heads off or whatever, you can go do that. Because the problem we ran into is a guy would invite us to his posse, but we were already in one. So then he would, what would... what they call it, they'd seek revenge on us or put a hit out on us or something like that. So then him and all his gang would show up to wherever we were and kill us all. So that was weird because we kept getting randoms to do that every once in a while. And I'm like, what in the hell is the point of that? But all right, whatever. They were just assholes, I guess. So yeah, still plugging away, still doing that. Well, you know.
All right.
Well, I need to get back into that. I'm only on chapter 2. I haven't played it for months.
Yeah, I've seen some stories where I don't necessarily know I can believe it or not, but they were talking about how it is reaching newer levels of popularity, like it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of people, and I don't see a lot of people online playing it. Not like the GTA. So it's really going to be curious to see what those final numbers look like for this game.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping with the new modes, and like I said, the defensive and offensive and sort of thing, maybe we can get some more people into it. So
they did that in GTA 5 Online, GTA Online, where they made it so you were in, I think they call it passive mode in GTA, where you can't shoot other players and they can't shoot you. So yeah, it needed that. I'm glad they've done that.
Although I did take satisfaction in shooting Mark.
Oh yeah, I did too. There was someone when they come and get us and they'd shoot us and I'd respawn and I'd track their asses down and kill them back. That was, you know, that was satisfying, not going to lie.
Greg had a bit of a fetish of shooting my horse.
Oh shit.
While I was on it.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
If that was a gopher.
Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. Mark.
Yes.
You finally finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Well, yes and no. Yeah. Right. Okay. So I finished the main story campaign, the Odyssey campaign. So technically all the chapters are done. And it didn't really give a bit of a song and dance about it. An achievement popped and then a little notification came up in the corner saying new game plus now available. And that was it. And I thought, have I done it? Is that the game over? So I did a bit of Googling online and checked the achievement and that. And yeah, I finished the story. But there's still so much to do in this game, it's unbelievable. I'm over 70 hours into it now, and that's just to get the story done.
Just 70?
Yeah. I'm level 47, so I'm quite near level 50 now. I know there's achievement for that. But now it's got its own, like, second storyline to it. Without spoiling out. Right, so there's someone you have to look for, and then when you find this somebody, is not what you thought it was, and he's got these sort of like links to the origins of in these other Assassin's Creed, the artifacts, the Apple of Eden and that. So he's got the links to them, and they're all linked to the Greek mythological creatures. So the Cyclops, Medusa, and two others, which I've defeated the Cyclops. Oh yeah, the Minotaur. I've defeated the Cyclops, and I've defeated the Minotaur, so I've still got two more to do. But yeah, they're more interesting than the main storyline, to be honest. And the battles, them battles are quite epic, because the health bars on these creatures are huge, and the patterns to them are different, there's different stages to the battles on them, and they're really interesting. So, but I want to take a bit of a break from it, because it's all I've been playing lately, and I need to play other games. So, after beating the Minotaur, I'm going to take a short break. But it's still a fantastic game. And like I say, a lot of hours into it. There's still a lot to do on it. So if you do plan on picking this game up in a sale, it is superb value for money.
Already done.
Yeah, it is superb value for the amount of gameplay in there. It's just a typical Ubisoft game. It's just massive.
Yeah, I've actually been playing it on PC, ironically.
All right, with your Google thing, Stadia.
With my Google thing. I got a free copy of the game, but I thought it was going to be continue to use Google Stadia. It's not. It actually is a free copy from Ubisoft, so I have it downloaded to my computer, which was interesting thing. All right, so Assassin's Creed Odyssey is good and gone.
Yeah, so there was, in fact, you've told me about this, Greg, there is a insider program beta for a game called Hunt Showdown. Just got that on the screen. So we downloaded this, didn't we, Greg? And I've had a bit more success than Greg has at playing the game. I still don't 100% know what it is, because I've only had one game of it.
Well, the premise. So the premise is you are in a Western theme.
You're a bounty hunter, right?
Solo, Yeah, you solo or in a squad of two. You're bounty hunters hunting mythological, and I say mythological, but it's really kind of
supernatural,
creatures, right.
Mm. So
you're hunting them in the setting. The entire time, there are other teams of human players that are also hunting these creatures. And the thing is, you go after key bounties, and then you're going to have to try and kind of bring them out, if you will, with you. And so the other teams in there can team up with you to fight the mythological creature or the supernatural creature, because some of them are going to be more tough than others. Or they may fight you. They may try and get you engaged with one of these creatures to kind of distract you. So there's some really interesting kind of gameplay mechanics that are going on or potentially going on. I wouldn't know because I could not get the beta to load up properly. Sorry for the UK listeners, the beta to load up properly. And so I was never able to connect it to the server. Apparently it's a known issue on the notes for the beta. And they said that it is a known issue right now that a lot of players are having problems connecting. And so my only recourse was to basically report it. I was not able to make it into the game once. I got to the very nice looking, although a little bit cluttered, menu script. But they wouldn't load up properly because this is a connected game. And you know, again, this is kind of the problem we have of our connected world now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any of them problems. I got straight into a game, no problem at all. And I played solo. And you get money for killing these supernatural beings. And at first, I didn't even know these were in there. I thought it was more of a battle royale thing. So I started playing it. And all of a sudden, this thing comes from the side of me going, rah! And I fucking shit myself big time because I wasn't expecting it. And it was this fucking witch thing. Yeah. It was like this witch thing, and she was carrying her head in her left arm. So I started shooting this witch, and she's not going down. I thought, hang on a minute, I'll try shoot the head in her arms. Shot the head in her arms, and she went down then. But there's these big fucking butcher-type dudes, and there's some really freaky stuff in this. The witch will throw flies and pestilence at you, and it's really eerie and scary. Your weapons are old-fashioned.
It's like a Louisiana bayou setting.
Yeah. On screen, I was just shooting some like little. They look like basic zombie creatures. I never saw them. I never saw some easy ones. But for each creature you kill, you get money. So, they're sort of like. They're not your main bounty, but they're sort of like sub bounties of your mission. Your main bounties. I never got to mine. I didn't survive long enough. But apparently, once you get this bounty, then you get a load of cash for that. Then, and when you back at the main menu, you can buy health kits, better weapons, and everything for your character. You can then purchase different bounty hunters with different perks and abilities. So it looks like it's quite in depth. But the atmosphere is great. Graphically, it didn't look too bad. It's bit like PUBG typey graphics. The gameplay was your character moves quite slowly, but that's not a bad thing, I suppose. I suppose it's in character with the game. The enemies are really gory, and the audio is just AC audio makes it. And I love the theme music, absolutely love the theme music to it.
So, is this still available?
It's available until the beta finishes tomorrow, Monday the 20th, 3 p.m. Central Time. So I don't know what that time is for us.
Okay.
This game will be coming out to PC and Xbox. I think
it's already on PC.
It might
be in game early access, but it's. I've noticed for a fact it's on Steam. Because a lot of the footage I've got on the stream is from the PC version. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Mark, what is this, The Gardens Between?
Right, so as a bit of a different taste of games and a bit of a breather, and after last week's Old Man's Journey, which I really enjoyed, I thought I'd do a nice, quick, simple, well, not so bad, but a nice, easy game. No, it's not even easy sometimes. What's the word? A nice sort of like
a palate cleanser.
Yeah, yeah. And something different, nothing too massive. You can get it over and done with in a couple of hours compared to the big open world games. Let me find the link where I put it. Oh my God, I can't find it.
So Robin and I saw this when we went to when we were at EGX, and it was on the Switch. I think Robin's completed it. I'm about halfway through. It's a very good game. Very cute game.
Yeah. Right. I'll have to search it again. I lost it. Right. So I'm talking about a game called Gardens Between, and this is on Game Pass now. So it's a story about two sort of like young kids who live next door to each other, and it starts off in their treehouse. And they go into like this fantasy sort of world, I don't know, imaginary place, and it uses time manipulation really, really well. You've got three options in the game. You can either go left, which goes back in time, right, which goes forward in time, so these characters are on a set path, and then you press A to interact with certain things. To get across certain obstacles, you need a lantern with light in it, and you need that to get out of the level. So there'll be certain, like, these flower things with light balls in them. You have to go along and collect that in your lantern, and then you have to carry that to the exit. But it's not always that easy because there's obstacles in your way. So there's a lot of, like, puzzle solving, and it's really, really well done. As the levels progress with different worlds, I think there's 8 worlds altogether. As you keep going through each world, it introduces a new mechanic where in, I think it's world 3 or 4, they introduce another time mechanic where the boy can click something and he can manipulate time without anyone moving, and only some certain objects move, which alters the dynamic of it. Later on in the game, there's this fog, which you can walk on the fog to get to stuff, but if you're carrying the light, the fog disappears. So you've got to work out if you need it with or without the light. So it's hard to explain, but it's really interesting. It's well put together.
It's a puzzle game with time manipulation at the end.
Yeah. It's very well done. It's beautiful to look at. Very cute graphics. And the ending's a lovely story with... bit of a sad ending, but very fitting ending. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I finished it. I've got another 1,000 G, so I'm doing quite well on my game score with these two games.
Is that the reason you got this? Is
No, because I know Robin raved about this. Robin's played this.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie, Mark. I know the truth.
But yeah, I'm only 700 game score off now of 200,000. So I think I've just started. I haven't played much of it. I only got to the menu, then Greg says, "Come on, we'll play Hunt." Well, tried to play Hunt, but I've started Tacoma because apparently that's an easy 1,000 Gs.
Oh, we're Mark. We understand. We get it.
Yeah, I did. Right,
easy cheat.
I used to be a massive achievement all back in the 360 days, hence all the Gamerscore competitions. But I've sort of like relaxed a bit off Gamerscore recently, but because I'm so close to 200K, I just want to hit that.
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
And obviously Minecraft. I've been playing a bit of Minecraft here and there. I'm a bit... not bored, but I'm a bit stuck of what to do next.
Yeah.
I need a new project, really.
Let me tell you, I've got the one for you, Mark.
What's that?
The Original Sin. I've been playing a bucket load of that this past week.
Yep.
It is a really, really well done RPG. It is isometric view, so you're kind of having that that three-quarter angle view down into your character. What's nice about it, again, is, you know, you have some freedom with your characters in terms of how you want to shape them and make them into be, kind of what you want them to be. I will say my one complaint with this game is, well, it's twofold. The side quests in this game, like The Witcher 3, are very involved.
Yep.
They're not super straightforward, go out and do this and come back and you're done. Typically speaking, they have a lot of branches to them. In particular, one of the very first kind of missions you get, which I think it's a main mission, but it's you're solving a murder. And it's like one of the very first things you're doing. There are so many levels to solving this freaking murder. It's driving me a bit up the wall right now. And your log screen or your quest screen, it's not the clearest in terms of giving you what you need to do next. And it's because a lot of solving these quests is based on you going out and searching and finding it through clues within the game that aren't necessarily always super obvious. So outside of that, frustration of the log, because also it will spurn multiple kind of quests within the same quest. So within the murder quest, I suddenly have branching quests happening within it because you have multiple suspects for the murder. You have to investigate each person within the murder, you know, as a suspect, and they each have little things that you have to investigate about them. So it starts filling your quest log up really fast, and it's hard to discern what's main story, what's just side stuff that I can do when I want. It doesn't mark any of that as so you can't mainline this game in any efficient way, as far as I can tell.
Well, this game is huge, like Assassin's Creed. Apparently, this is like minimum of 70 plus hours.
Yeah, it's
that's what's big. Putting me off playing it. Yeah,
but if you like, you know, D&D kind of style game, this is it. I mean, when you get into combat, it is turn based combat. You have your spellcasters, you have your fighters, you have your rogues, so you use all those abilities. And what I like about this game also is it doesn't level up everything to your level. So you can straight up encounter enemies that are way harder than you are.
Yep.
And they will kick your ass to, you know, back to Tuesday. So I like that. I like when I'm presented that challenge. So I've had numerous times where my whole party gets wiped out. And there are quick saves, there are auto saves, and then there's, you know, force saves that you can do along the way. So it makes it easy to kind of keep your progress in check. So you'll end up loading up, once you've had characters die. However, even in the game, if you didn't want to do that, there are ways to resurrect characters that have been killed. Specifically, there's a resurrect spell. What I like about that is when you have a resurrect spell in your inventory, you kind of know, okay, I can try and get through this battle. Even if I lose somebody, I still will try and fight through it and see if I can't beat them and then use a resurrect spell to pull my character back to life. So I've had that happen a few different times.
Is this the first or second one, Greg? Sorry.
This is the first one.
Enhanced edition, isn't it?
Yeah, the enhanced version. So it's upgraded to kind of the 4K visual, I believe. And it may not be 4K, but I know they just did visual enhancements to it. What I am very, very curious and wanting is actually the second one to go on sale, because right now it's still $60. So that's a game that's, I think, 2 years old now. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of hoping it's going to hit a sale in the coming months, and then I will pick up the second one and dive into that, because I know they fixed a lot of what were some of the complaints of the original got fixed in the sequel. So that's been the main game that I played all this past week. Played Trials, played PUBG, still enjoying PUBG. I don't care. I love that game. And tried to play Hunt Showdown to no success. So that's it. That's us for what we've played. You guys want to do a little quiz?
I reckon.
We must.
Boy.
Who am I saying that? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Who am I saying that?
So who said it best?
I hope it's not as bad as last week. Last week was crazy. Well, even in game stuff, it was developers.
This is game related. Season 2, Who Said It Best Quiz, Video Game Movie Edition.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Video Game Movie Edition.
Oh, Phil, boy.
It's out there for a second, so just want to make sure you got that. So here we go. First question, who said it best? Your boyfriend is a real asshole. Your boyfriend is a real asshole.
And my wife 30 years ago.
Okay, so one thing, just so you know, for all the choices come from the same movie, so you're not having to guess a different movie. It's from the Resident Evil movie. Okay.
Right, I've seen these. All right.
My friend is a real asshole. Was it A, Rain, B, Kaplan, or C, JD?
I don't even know any of them.
Is a real asshole. Rain, Kaplan, or JD? Who said this? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
I don't know, Alice.
Phil?
I'll put it in.
Oh, a little delayed. My bad. All right. So we have one person saying Rain, two people saying Kaplan, and I can happily tell you somebody got this right, and that somebody is just a somebody. Well done, Phil.
The Rex the Mundo.
It is a Rain. All right, moving on to question number two. This is from Ready Player One, the movie Ready Player One. She could be a dude too, dude.
Oh, yeah. Lewis.
The quote is, she could be a dude too, dude. Who said it best? Was it A, Sorrento, B, Wade, or C, Achi?
What? No. That's not right. Oh, shit. Say them again, please, Greg.
A, Sorrento, B, Wade, or C, Achi, which it could also be Hashi.
Yeah, no. I'm not
saying that incorrectly.
All right. The answer what I thought it was hasn't come up. Right, okay, I'm ready.
All right. Answer's in 3, 2, 1. All right. Wow.
I've got it wrong. I've just realized who Sorrento is.
All right. So Mark said Sorrento.
No, it didn't.
We have Phil saying,
I thought it was H. I thought H said that. Because she turned out to be a girl.
Wade. And in fact, it is Hachi, which also turned out to be Helen.
Oh, H. Fuck's sake.
Yep.
I only know her as H. She was called H all the way through the movie. So I was right, but I pressed the wrong thing.
My pronunciation, and Nicole will ridicule me for that because she gave me little notes on how to pronounce it right, but I can't read her screenshot of the thing, so I had to blow it up. So
yeah, because for character H, he's a big dude, but it turns out it's a girl.
Yeah, and if I had really thought about how to pronounce that properly, it would have been H.
Yeah, I thought it began with an A when you said Achi. Well, I don't even associate H with that.
A E C H. So.
Right, okay.
Hashi. But anyway,
I'll go cry in a corner later.
Yeah, it's okay. You can blame me on that one. Yeah. All right, who said it best? This last one is from the World of Warcraft movie. Everybody saw that movie.
I did, actually.
Okay, well, you might be the only one. Here we go.
Oh, I can't remember it, though.
Said it best was, here's the quote. Can you hide your fat belly better than you?
Jenny talking to me over there. Sorry.
Yeah. Can you hide your fat belly better than can you hide your fat head? Which pair said it best? So this is a pair of people who said it best. Can you hide your fat belly better than you can hide your fat head? Is it A, Durotan and Draka, or B, Draka and Medivh, sure. Or is it C, Medivh and Durotan?
All I know is that they were orcs. I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess that. I haven't seen it, but I guess that.
Yeah, answer's in 3, 2, 1. I think on everybody's parts. All right, we have two people saying it was B, Draka and Medivh. And we have one person saying it was Durotan and Draka. And again, somebody got it right. And again, it is a somebody. Phil.
No way.
I'm going to go, Phil.
3 out of 3.
Jesus Christ.
I think
Phil's been paying Nicole for answers.
Yep. I think it clearly was sent over to Phil. Well done, Phil.
Thank you.
Not the easiest of quizzes for sure. And that catapults Phil pretty much into a tie for lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Fucking hell.
That.
I've only played this once before, Mark.
Yeah. who had that idea of half a point for hosting? Mind you, I wouldn't have had 3.5 points if I hadn't hosted.
All right. Let us move forward off the quiz. Well done again, Phil. I think we should now, let's see, we're talking E3. We're getting into the news section. Actually, let's roll through the news announcements real fast, and then we'll do our E3 predictions. So the way we're going to handle E3 predictions, just so everybody knows, we have the four of us on the podcast right now. We're going to give our E3 predictions now because we're less than a month away. Next week, we're hoping to get Phil and Rich Webster on at least.
Phil's
and
they already
can on. I was going to say, Phil's here.
Phil.
You mean
Phil,
me, elusive Gary.
Thanks, Greg.
I don't count on Gary at all. There's, you know, elusive Gary, sure, he exists. I've heard it in stories. No, I'm talking about Robin and Rich Webster. We'll get them on to give their predictions next week. And if, you know, by some miracle, lightning strikes and Gary makes it to the podcast, he can give his prediction as well. Mark, you are muted for the record.
Yeah, no, I was telling Jenny something. Do you want the jingle then?
Sure.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So first off, news that literally shook the video game industry and, quite honestly, the console war fan base to its core. Microsoft and Sony announced. It's not really a partnership as of yet because they haven't officially signed any kind of official contract with one another. They signed a memorandum of understanding, which basically the two parties are going to explore joint development of future cloud solutions in Microsoft Azure to support their respective game and content streaming services. So basically, Sony is going to be partnering with Microsoft to utilize their Azure database centers for their game solutions and content streaming. And also part of this memorandum says that Sony and Microsoft will also explore collaboration in areas of semiconductors and AI. For semiconductors, this includes potential joint development of new intelligent image sensor solutions. So we basically got these two powerhouse gaming companies, technology companies, of course, but you know they're juggernauts in the gaming industry. This clearly feels like this very weird partnership that has been spurned on by Google Stadia. I can't help but think that. It's exciting though because I think the more we can get these companies to work together, the more we might see some of these barriers be brought down. Specifically, the cross-platform play,
mm-hmm.
us to where it makes sense, have, you know, a much bigger pool of players to play with. I mean, God knows it would make our Trials Rising competition that much easier if we all could be on the same leaderboard.
Yep.
So this was exciting news. It came from out of nowhere. Nobody saw this coming. And again, not a formal contract of any kind or situation like that. They're still making their own hardware. It still is not saying that their games are going to be on another platform. It just means that they are utilizing some services kind of reaching across the aisle to work together to get better. That's the best way to put it.
You know what would have been better? Putting Phil Spencer and Matt Sean Layden in a boxing ring and let them duke it out and see what comes out.
I have thought, you know, as part of my prediction, I was going to say Sony was going to be on Microsoft stage.
Yeah.
But I decided not to, but maybe somebody gets to that in a little bit. Hey, speaking of things that are crazy, out of left field again, we got an announcement of a new Minecraft game. Not anything anybody, I think, expected, which is Minecraft Earth. Which, if you want to understand what this is, it's similar to Pokemon Go, Basically, it's an AR, augmented reality, iPhone and Android game where you basically are walking around your environments and you're being able to, I honestly, I don't quite understand how it works, but you're basically putting Minecraft elements into the real world through the screen of your phone. So much like in Pokemon Go, you would be looking for these different Pokemon around the park and, you know, you use your phone to scan around, your phone would finally see one. Here, you're putting Minecraft blocks and buildings into the real world. It's kind of crazy. I think it's potentially going to be a blockbuster.
I can't wait for this.
This looks like it may be just bonkers, crazy, creative, exciting. We'll see. I don't know when it's actually.
No, there's no release date. No.
Summer. It just said summer.
Yeah.
So E3 maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, something to look forward to. I have no doubt we will hear about this at E3. That's a lock. And again, I couldn't bring myself to put this into my predictions because that would be a really cheap win.
Yeah, this is the tech that they've been working on for a while with the AR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's a case of they haven't been able to get the AR glasses or headset into, consumer sales. So this is a way of getting it into that. So they've been playing with this for quite a while.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago on E3 stage, we had like a tabletop, didn't it? And then when you wore the AR glasses, you could see a massive Minecraft world. Yeah. And people were playing, you could see the little guy working through. But, oh, that'd have been awesome having that.
Yeah, that was with HoloLens.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I imagine they came to the realization they didn't need HoloLens to do this. They just needed, you know, the smartphones of today are just enough or as powerful enough to do that. So, this is exciting. Things that are not exciting. It's be exciting.
The character's exciting. The game is bleh.
Yes. John Wick dropping into Fortnite for a bounty hunting brawl. So John Wick, per this article on Joystick, John Wick will be back in theaters this weekend, but the assassin will take up residence in small screens too as he's starring in a Fortnite event. The Wick's bounty limited time mode pits you against other players in a race to earn the most gold tokens. You'll start with several tokens and claim another player's tokens when you take them out. You'll have three lives. The more tokens you have, the more visible you are to other players on the map. You'll be able to buy the John Wick skin, an official one this time, along with the pickaxe, while you can earn some John Wick-related rewards through free challenges. So if you like playing Fortnite and you like John Wick, it's a match made in heaven. And that, I believe, is available now. I think there's an upcoming strategy game as well they were talking about. So, I mean, there's all kinds of John Wick stuff happening because the movie's out. And I can't wait to see it, by the way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. More like we had this like rush of news. It was kind of crazy. Valve releases Steam Link app for your iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV. So you remember all those Steam Links that Valve told you had to buy?
Well, they stopped selling them, didn't they? They took them off the market recently.
They realized they don't need them.
Yeah.
So PC gaming is moving over to iOS and Android. Well, right now, iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, it will be coming to Android too. And it basically is allowing you to do the remote Steam Link play to your Apple device currently. So this is different than the xCloud and the Stadia stuff. This is not anywhere streaming.
This is on your internal network, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, streaming.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. So if you're sitting on the couch and you want to play your PC games on your small screen, not sure why you would, but you have that ability.
I can understand it in another room on a TV, but I can't understand it on your phone or a tablet.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, if I want to, you know, if I'm not bothered about what's on TVs, but I want to sit with family or sit with Lisa, for example, in the living room while she watches something, and I can stream, you know, onto my iPad and possibly use my Nimbus SteelSeries controller.
Yeah, that'd
for
be...
PC games. Yeah. I mean, that's why I can't wait for xCloud.
Yeah, true. I mean, that is the real world or one of the most common use case scenarios. So I get it. I totally get it. If you are looking forward to Skull and Bones this year, or you're sadly going to be disappointed that it is not coming out this year, Ubisoft officially delayed Skull and Bones until at least mid-2020. This, of course, was their pirate version, pirate game that they had come up with, where it was more ship battling and a more serious real life take on pirating as opposed to the Sea of Thieves version. But apparently it has encountered a lot of problems, so that they are pushing it out until 2020.
If it's delayed, because it's going to make the game awesome, and I'm happy with that. But it,
okay.
It did, the stuff we have seen did look good, and God, I remember signing up to the beta for it, 2 years ago? I'm still on there because I checked the Ubisoft website recently. There was another, the Ghost Recon beta, and I'm still on the Skull and Bones one.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is if I really want a good pirate experience, I just have to go play Skull and Bones. Mm. Assassin's Creed, Black Flag.
Black Flag, yeah.
Something.
Or Skull and Bones. All right, last little bit of news, and this is per our lovely Nicole. She shot us over a quick note saying, hey, new Mortal Kombat movie is coming. I like it. I typed moving coming, so that was about film moving. Anyway, per Variety, Warner Brothers has detailed its new Mortal Kombat movie for March 5th, 2021. And it's being... it's with James Wan producing and Simon McCoy directing. I don't know who either of these people are, but sure.
James Wan did Aquaman.
Okay.
Yep. Right.
Good to know. Interestingly, the Mortal Kombat movie is opening the same time Sony Pictures' fantasy adventure Masters of the Universe is opening.
I didn't know they were doing another one of those.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I think that'll be that opening night battle will change. For definite.
I'm sure.
It'd be interesting to see who blinks first.
Yeah, I don't have a real desire to see either one of those movies, I have to admit.
Yeah, me neither.
Masters of the Universe was great. The original. Dolph Lundgren.
Oh. It was also an Aquaman, but anyway.
Oh, no, it was just Aquaman.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. let's dive off that. Let's get into our E3 predictions. I'm watching the clock a little bit. I want to make sure we don't go too far too long. So E3 predictions, I think we'll just try and do this round robin. So basically, Mark, we'll start with you. We'll just go down the list. We'll go Mark, Phil, Kim, myself, and you can do them in whichever particular order you want. We have basically a Xbox, Nintendo, PC, and third-party game sections. So go through all three of yours.
Yeah,
but just do one segment at a time. You can start with whatever one you want, Mark.
Do all three of them, but one segment at a time. All right,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, so my Xbox predictions are Fable 4 finally revealed with a trailer and an on-stage demo by Playground Games. I think it's a pretty safe bet. Halo Infinite gameplay shown on stage, because at the moment we just saw a little tiny little teaser, didn't we? And my third one for Xbox, finally the Elite Controller version 2 is announced. Well, that's more wishful thinking by me than anything else. Nintendo, Game Pass comes to Switch, which is a bit of a bold statement, but you never know. We've got Xbox Live on Switch now. And as I predicted in my yearly predictions, there'll be a Switch large version, XL, like the DS XL we had. That's going to be officially announced. And I also think they're going to announce a more portable Switch, a smaller one, which is going to be more put solely for handheld use, slightly smaller, fixed Joy-Cons, no docking capability, aka a 3DS type model.
So for clarification here, you are predicting they're going to announce two
new
different...
Switches, yeah.
Alright.
A big one and a small one.
Yeah. By default, if you only announce one, you lose both.
No, they're two separate predictions. Right, PC, Game Pass comes to Windows 10 store.
I could see that.
Yeah. Steam announced they match Epic Game Store's revenue split to try upset Epic's momentum. So at the moment, Epic are giving... they give 88% to the developer, whereas Steam only give, is it 70%? So I reckon Steam's going to match that. Red Dead 2 gets a PC release date in the fourth quarter of 2019.
Okay.
Right, and my third party stuff is I've got EA, Dragon Age 4 announced with a trailer. In there, they do like a pre-E3 direct thing now, don't they? They're not actually at E3, but they do a bit of a trailer thing. My next two are both Ubisoft ones. I think Watch Dogs 3 will be announced with a trailer. And this is another wishful thinking one. There's going to be a new Splinter Cell game announced. It's possibly a reboot, starting from scratch again. Rebooting the franchise. That's mine.
All right. I will just make one point of clarification. Yeah. I believe Dragon Age 4 has already been announced.
Has it?
Yep.
Yeah, they announced it.
Yes,
I got one right then. I didn't know. Has it been announced officially?
They did a short teaser trailer during
a tease announcement. Yeah,
something I can't remember which it was.
I honestly didn't know that.
But we could say they will show off gameplay. Maybe that can be your saving grace with that prediction. Otherwise, you're already wrong.
Right. Gameplay. Right, there you go. Changed it.
All right, fair enough. And also, for the rest of you, Mark doesn't understand the concept of round robin.
But you said one thing. You said all three, but...
Second.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
All three are your predictions, but... Right?
So should we do them by platform?
Yeah, Phil, just run through yours.
Just run through.
We'll just run through them now.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay. So mine aren't too daring, but for Xbox, I think xCloud is definitely going to get a showing. And maybe announce a beta. Halo Infinite and Gears 5. Sorry, Greg.
I'll stop you real fast. They already have announced xCloud, and they already have shown off xCloud.
But they'll show off more.
Okay. All right.
He has to argue.
He does.
Pick demo. Everything, Phil.
Yes. Proper demo.
Okay.
Gears 5 and Halo Infinite will get gameplay demos, and Halo Infinite, they may say that it's a launch title for the untitled new console. There'll be more Minecraft, and there'll definitely be a montage of new studio work in progress. All the new studios they've taken on, I think, will have a montage of various works in progress on there. Nintendo, there's going to be a price drop on the current Switch, I think quite a considerable one, and again Game Pass integration. PC, I think we're going to see more studio platform exclusives. So
can I ask,
go on Greg.
Sorry, so Game Pass, you're talking Xbox Game Pass integration on Switch.
I think we'll see some Xbox games on Switch.
Okay, I just wanted to coming from with that.
Yeah.
So it's not a Nintendo Game Pass. This is
Xbox Game Pass. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, is Xbox Game Pass.
All right.
On PC, I think we're going to see more non-Steam studio platform exclusives. I think that's going to actually gain some steam, as I say. And third party, I think we're definitely going to see, it's not a huge prediction this, but we're definitely going to see the Fallout 76 summer update, which is rumored to be huge. I've got Fallout 76 and I just haven't played it yet. We'll see another trailer for Elder Scrolls, which doesn't show us any gameplay, doesn't show us anything tangible, and probably just 20 seconds long or so with some nice music and clouds and things. And I think we'll get to see Assassin's Creed Vikings.
Ooh, that'd be good. I haven't thought of that. I'm so excited for that game.
But there's
Kingdom
rumors.
Kingdom is called, isn't it? Kingdom.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah. No big here, because mainly Mark and Phil's probably said most of them. But anyway, I think Gears 5 will get a release date. I think we'll see some more footage, and I think they'll finally give us a date for it. And like Mark said, I think we'll finally get some Fable 4 info. Hopefully. God, I hope so. I've missed that game. For Nintendo, I think there's going to be a new Metroid Prime. And I think we're going to hear some info about Bayonetta 3.
That's a good call.
Let's see. PC, which is funny because Half-Life 3.
Confirmed.
Every year.
Every year. I think for my third party, I think Bethesda, I think we're going to see some more Doom Eternal. And even though they said it wasn't going to be there, I think we're going to see some Elder Scrolls, or at least I hope. So, EA, we're going to see some more stuff on Dragon Age 4, also I hope, and Titanfall 3. So, okay. I think we're going to get something out of there. I don't know, maybe not. It may just be more Apex stuff.
That's a big call, actually. Yeah.
I've just seen Kim's Ubisoft stuff. She's on Mile Wavelength for you.
Yeah, I think we're going to see something from Splinter Cell. Like I said, I don't know if it's going to be a reboot, if they're going to, you know, do another, you know, whatever. I think we're going to see something with Splinter Cell, and I think they're going to hint at Watch Dogs 3.
Just on Watch Dogs 3, is this not flogging a dead horse? Because one failed, two didn't do particularly well.
Well,
is three really worth it?
One was okay, in my view. Two apparently gets quite good reviews from users, from players. I've got it on disc, because I got it for Christmas 2 years ago and I still haven't played it yet. And I'm looking forward to playing that. And I've heard good things about Watch Dogs 2. So, yeah, I'm not surprised they're making a third.
I think Watch Dogs 2 quietly did pretty well for them.
I enjoyed the first one.
You know, the first one
got shit, but
pretty hard at first. So I know critically it came under fire, the first Watch Dogs, for like the bait and switch stuff. But my understanding is Watch Dogs 2 did actually pretty well.
Okay.
And I think for Square, we'll get another episode of Life is Strange 2, and Kingdom Hearts 3 will get some DLC. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that leaves me. So for Xbox, obviously the new Xbox will officially be announced with a small amount of specs. No price launch date other than 2020, but they're going to kind of do what they did with Scorpio. They're going to tease it.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be big on hardware. I think it'll be all games. Yeah,
which is fine by me.
Yeah,
maybe give us a teraflop number, something like that.
Just like you said with the Scorpio last time, we just give a bit of a teaser at the end, didn't we?
Yeah, just give us some teraflops. We'll be fine.
Some floppy terrors.
They'll be showing off their new IP coming in 2020. So we'll be getting the new Ninja Theory game. I have all kinds of like little crazy out there predictions. Microsoft announces two new studio acquisitions.
Two more. Yep.
Yeah, one of them is Crytek.
Oh,
so if they announce more than two, this is wrong.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because I think it's going to be more than two.
It might be. Jeez. There might be.
Wow, they've already pointed you six of them.
And I'm just going bold here, and I'm going to call Crytek. And the reason why I say Crytek is I was listening to a lot of conversation around the Microsoft Game Stack, which they announced at the GDC conference. And everybody to a person said the only thing missing from GameStack for basically this all-in-one package for developers, because it includes the Havok engine, it includes all kinds of developer-friendly stuff, but the one thing missing from it is an actual game engine. Mm-hmm. So buying Crytek would give them a game engine they could include in GameStack and instantly make this a very developer-friendly portfolio package. So that's my prediction there. Nintendo, new Nintendo Switch model announced for holiday this year. I'm only going with one model, though. A new proper Mario game announced. And Rockstar bringing the game Agent out the Valley of Death. And it's going to be a Switch exclusive. So that's a prediction for Nintendo. And then on the PC side, Red Dead Redemption 2 gets a PC release date. I say Valve is going to unveil a VR Half-Life game that will be exclusive for Steam. Not a proper Half-Life 3, but a Half-Life VR experience. And my out-there prediction is Star Citizen actually gets a release date.
Isn't that really struggling at the moment?
God,
oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I highly doubt that will come true.
You might as well have said, and it's free on Game Pass. Yeah.
All right, last predictions, and this is the third-party side. New Splinter Cell is revealed by Ubisoft, even with that ridiculously heart-wrenching tease they gave out this past week. We didn't even talk about that. One of the community managers at Ubisoft posted a picture with him and a bunch of developers and said, "Oh, just here working on Splinter Cell," and the internet like imploded. People were like, "Oh, Splinter Cell confirmed." And then Ubisoft came out and said, no, officially, this is fake. So, my prediction, that was like really bad on that person's part, but I still say it's coming. Square Enix is going to unveil.
I've heard a few people mention this Avengers game, yeah.
It's been rumored. I say it's real and it's coming out. We see it at E3. Otherwise, what the hell is Square going to announce? Bethesda is going to demo Starfield and give release date, so that will be part of their show. And then my out there is a new Metal Gear gets announced. Metal Gear game gets announced.
Is that going to be Konami though? Because it can't be for Kojima because didn't Konami keep the rights to that?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
Konami. Be Konami. Ooh. So, but they already did Metal Gear Survival. That was the
flops like shit. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
but
they're gonna go back to the well. They're gonna give it another go, and who knows? It'll be on the stage. Maybe it'll be Microsoft. We'll see it and hear about it. That's my prediction. And of course, all of these are right up until they're wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So that's predictions. Where are we at? We
new
can...
releases.
On new releases, Kim. Get away. Yep.
Alrighty, your new releases for May 18th through the 25th are Team Sonic Racing for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 21st, Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered with Liberation Remastered for the Switch on the 21st, Observation for the PS4 and PC also on the 21st.
Is that the horror Resident one? Observation. Is that the horror one in space? I'm sure I've seen something like that. It looks really good.
Actually. Don't know.
Sorry.
I just read the games. I don't know what they are. No. Resident Evil for the Switch on the 21st. Resident Evil 4 for the Switch also on the 21st. Resident Evil 0 for the Switch also on the 21st. Everybody's Golf VR for the PS4 on the 21st. And Total War 3 Kingdoms for the PC on the 23rd. So those are your new releases. I thought they already had... Well, I guess that's for the Switch. But I was going to say, I thought they already had the Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered and the Liberation, but yeah, that's for the Switch, so... Okay.
Yeah, I think that observation is that in-space horror thing. I've got it on stream now. Sci-fi thriller uncovering what happened to Dr. Emma Fisher and her crew. Yeah. Okay.
That'll be a no for me.
Just side on Resident Evil 4, I was... I forgot where I read this, but they were talking about when... when they were first, Capcom was basically bringing Resident Evil 4 over to, well, shopping it, if you will, to different publishers. And they went to Sony, they went to Nintendo, they went to Xbox at the time. And this is the OG Xbox. And I guess they were asking the different teams kind of answers to the question of what gaming meant to them. And, of course, Nintendo had, you know, their kind of typically, you know, toy-oriented response to what that meant to them. And Sony was talking about it being a meaningful media entertainment platform. And Microsoft did not have apparently the team just couldn't come up with a good response to satisfy Capcom at the time. And so they ended up taking that to Nintendo. But it could have been because they were shopping it as an exclusive at the time. And so Resident Evil 4 could have been, could they have come up with a good answer, an actual exclusive to the Xbox if they had had it. But instead it went to Nintendo because they gave the answer that they liked the best, I guess. So it was an interesting little side note story. It's kind of one of those behind the scenes things you hear about and you're like, wow. All right, Mark. Yep. Trial Rising. We had a challenge again.
Yep.
And, let's talk about it.
I won't bother with sound effect. Trials Rising challenge number 11 has just finished today. It was on the track True Scotsman. And again, it was an absolute bitch of a track. We're getting worse. These are supposed to be easy as well.
I know, right?
Yeah. So I'll get straight into the top 10. In 10th place, we have our very own Kim, Gamer Girl 27, with 50 seconds, 0.495. She's put yay inside. She's on the leaderboard. In 9th place, Scott Stubby, 45.833. In 8th place, the legit Chinny. I beat him again 3 weeks in a row, 44.639. In 7th place, which surprised me.
I have a complaint.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hang on. I've
surprise.
I know I've put wrong times there, but
okay,
your time's wrong. Your time was 5-something, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. I wrote it down when I was rushing because I forgot the times. Anyway, Murphy's Law with 44-point-something in 7th place. In 6th place is me with 44.242. Hang on, no, that's not... In 5th place is Martin C. 1984 with 43.592. 4th place, Playing Skills with 39.415. 3rd place, Chubster 999 with 39.124. 2nd place, Womble MK3 with 38.599. He'll be kicking himself with Womble. And in 1st place, again, we've got Greg's favourite name, Schnugans.
Schnugans.
37.576. So, yeah.
Overachiever.
Yeah. Rob has once again done it again. Top of the shot. And he's won this week's challenge. So, well done to you.
Bastard.
Nice.
The next challenge number 12, because we've done 12 already, is on the track El Tomate. And this is
El Tomato?
Well, it's spell El Tomate on the game.
Alright.
I think. But I know it's another bitch of a track. We're all getting like that now. And we ain't even got onto the hard ones yet.
I know. This is still considered easy.
Yeah. So yeah, El Tomate, you've got on the Rhino bike, you've got till 7 PM next Sunday. If I don't already know about you wanting to take part, i.e. all the people I've just read out, and you're on Xbox, let me know so I can add you on the friends list. If not, if you're on PS4, PC or Switch, just send me a picture or a video of your best time and I'll include you next week. So yeah, good luck.
All right. Phil, why don't we have you read through the victory achieved? If you'd be so kind.
Okay, yes. So, victory achieved, it is a competition we run where when you complete a game, you take a selfie of yourself. That means your face, not your thumb or your foot or your elbow, but yourself, with credits of the game in the background. And you send it to us on Twitter, along with the title of the game. And on Twitter, it's @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. Next contest, this contest runs from the 1st of April to June the 30th, and you could win $20 or £15 gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. So, this week's victory achieved is Gunslinger X 1983 completed Shenmue 2, Colonel Cars completed Golf Story, and then someone called Markan X.
Or as my
Assassin's
son,
Creed Odyssey.
My son calls me Mark Huntix.
Mark Cheater. Well, that's what I see. Mark Cheater.
Yes. And the Gardens Between. So, and when you complete a game and send it in to us, you will get the pleasure of hearing this little ditty.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
So real quickly, well, congratulations to everybody except for Mark on. but am I the only one that when I hear the Gardens Between, I think of something not all related to video games?
Nope.
You were the only one. Now.
Everybody, you're welcome now. All right.
If it said Lady Garden, yeah, fair enough, but not Gardens Between.
The Gardens.
Well, between, never mind.
Yeah. Mark. Yep. Understand the physiology, no. the legs and the
yeah.
All right, look, we appreciate you sticking it out with us this far. We are at that time where we want to kind of wrap things up. If you are listening to us right now and you're part of the chat, please come back. And on top,
please.
Please, please, please come back. We love you. Give us some likes. Give us a review if you want. We are on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com, and youtube.com, all with /OC podcast. We're here every weekend, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 6 p.m. in Eastern Ireland, 7 a.m. in Australia. Good day, mate. Sorry, I had to do it. Also, 3 p.m. in the Central Time, because I cannot forget about all 40 people that live.
I'm one of them.
On iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on pretty much any kind of audio listening podcast app. So if you don't want to watch us live, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right.
Want to download the app, download and subscribe to us on that that device of yours, and listen to us while you're sweating to the oldies. If you are wanting to find a club and hang out with people and play games online that are, for the most part, nice and friendly, you can join one of those clubs with our podcast. We have an OC Podcast Club on Xbox One. We have an OC Podcast community on PS4. We have an OC Podcast group on Steam. And sadly, not the future, but we do have a Discord podcast server, OC Podcast on Discord. You can go check that out, too. And most importantly, we just want this.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, science!
I'm running out of sound clips to play.
I think it will. No, I like that. Yeah, science. All right. Shout-outs. Mm-hmm. Phil, why don't you start us off? Give me a shout.
Well, thank you to Nicole for doing that quiz. She didn't send me the answers. It was just complete guesses. Obviously to you guys, and especially to you guys, because you are part of OCD&D, which there'll be a new episode coming out hopefully this week. We're having fantastic fun. It's a really good laugh. So if you haven't listened to it already, search on iTunes or your podcast feed for OCD&D. We're also on Twitter at OCD&D.
Yes.
And Mark.
Shout out to you guys. It's always fun podcasting. I love doing this every week. Shout out to everyone doing the trials challenges. We've been going this 11 weeks now. This is a 12th week coming up. We've still got loads of people taking part. Usually it drops off by now, and it hasn't. So thank you for all your hard work and commitment in this challenge. And I just love it. I just love doing it. Kim?
Alrighty, I want to shout out our chatters. We've had a few. We have Avocado Badado, Commander Root, Snoogans, Scott Stubby, Snoogans. Electrical Longborn, Pablo Plays, Georgia1337, S1Fika, and Lurks. So thanks for jumping in the chat or just hanging out, whatever. I want to thank you guys and give you all a shout out because it's always fun. I missed last weekend, so this kind of makes up for it. And shout out to Mother Nature. Could you bring the 80s degree back? Because, you know, I miss it already. So, how about you there, Tank Top?
Well, no Tank Top this week, I just got to say. I will say this, though. Mother Nature and I had a conversation, and she said that eventually she will bring the sunshine your way. And it will
I hope so.
It's going to be really hot.
I'll take it.
Shout out to the three of you, though. Thank you, all three of you, for making the show this week. I appreciate your commitment and due diligence. Being ready to podcast on time. You know, showing up. I want to shout out the listeners, as Kim already noted. We really appreciate everybody listening, taking part, being part of the community. It's a big deal for us. Hopefully it's a big deal for you. This is a passion project for us. We just like, you know, we're gamers that like, you know, we like the people we're around, so we like to chat.
Yep.
A shout out to my wife, who is flying back tonight. So safe travels to her. And I will leave it at that. I cannot wait for E3. It's just around the corner. And
I know, right?
It's just around the corner. Or, I cannot wait for Europe. and UK.
Six months, Greg, not long.
I keep on thinking about EGX, and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm actually looking more forward to EGX than I am E3. And that's not because there's going to be information revealed at that show. I actually feel like the only thing that's going to be revealed about that show is the true sexuality of Robin Tate. Folks, we've seen some disturbing images of Robin.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
in person, it's overrated.
I mean, he's still a very nice guy, but it's a little shorter than I thought he was going to be. Anyway, all right, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. As I commented.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.